Now, a closer look at the news and issues affecting you. The Midday News with Herb Weisbaum on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
So nice to have you along with us on this Monday afternoon. Herb Weisbaum here now from 1 to 3 o'clock, and here is a very important issue I want to have a discussion about with you. We have a heroin epidemic in this country and in this area. It's causing crime. It's killing people. Heroin is no longer the drug of choice just for the homeless or the poor. Some of the best and the brightest young people from good homes are now getting hooked and losing their lives. Tomorrow night, PBS tackles the issue with a frontline documentary called Chasing Heroin. Seattle is one of several cities highlighted in the program. Our dear friend Penny Legate is here right now to encourage you to watch the program, to learn from it, because unfortunately she lost her beautiful daughter Mara to heroin 4 years ago. Penny, I know this is difficult, but I want to thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Herm. I appreciate it.
I don't think people... Seattle, the Northwest, the heroin problem?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Tell us about it.
Yes, and I think that the typical, as you said, it's come out of the back alleys. We think of the people who are homeless, and there are a lot of them who are addicts, of course, but it's spread into the suburbs, into gated communities. Heroin addiction knows no race, ethnicity, socioeconomic strata, and unfortunately, it's really a problem for kids 18 to 25 years old.
So they're past the marijuana now. They're into the hard stuff.
Well, you know, a lot of this started, as a lot of people, your viewers probably know, with the opiate drugs, OxyContin and oxycodone. And they were overprescribed by well-meaning doctors whose patients wanted to have pain relief. And they were also sold a bill of goods by the pharmaceutical company that made these drugs, that they were not addictive. Mm-hmm. So they were handed out like candy, and in many places they still are. And even kids who suffered from leukemia, for example, in a hospital, or I know some friends who've lost a son to heroin addiction because he had a football injury and was on pain meds. And, you know, these pain meds are now very expensive on the black market. You can't buy an oxy pill, I understand, for under $50. Mm. Heroin's $10 a bag. It's the same kind of high.
Is there enough? I assume there's not enough treatment programs to deal with the epidemic we're facing right now.
Oh, absolutely not. No, it's shameful. And especially when we talk about adolescents. And the other part of the problem for parents who are trying to get their kids into treatment, like we did when Mara started having issues. Mm-hmm. And a child who's 14 can walk away from treatment. Mm. So that's the law in our state. So we sent her out of state to a 3-month program, because if we tried to force her into treatment here when she was 16, which was the time when she was really having problems, then she just would have walked.
You have tried to turn this incredible grief of yours into something positive. What is being done in the community to make things better? What have you been able to do in the 4 years?
Well, I think one of my main missions is to just educate people about the disease of addiction. It is a disease, and it affects your brain. And once you've used heroin, many people believe that once you've used a lot, that your brain chemistry will never be quite the same. So people mistakenly believe it's an issue of willpower. Why don't you just quit? Why don't you, you know, give up? You know, why are you so weak? And it's a tremendously addictive substance. So I want to educate people about that, that it's not a willpower issue. It's actually brain chemistry issue and a reward dysfunction in the brain. So once we kind of understand that, then we look at these people as being sick people, any children who have diabetes or leukemia, et cetera, and they need medical treatment. They don't need to be punished, and they don't need to be shunned. And certainly we need to keep talking about it, because there's still huge stigma on parents who come from nice families, quote unquote nice, who don't want to talk about the fact that their kid is an addict.
Are there warning signs that they should be looking for that they're ignoring in many cases?
Well, you know, lots of times I wish there were perfect warning signs, but these kids, as if you've ever lived with somebody who has an alcohol problem or something like that, you know how good
they're good at hiding it.
Good at hiding it, really good at hiding it. I'll never forget at a family week, the kids and the parents were together in one room and they were talking about all the ways they could hide their use, whether it was pot or heroin or cocaine or whatever it was, from their parents. And it was absolutely stunning how clever they are. Mm. So it's sometimes hard to see the signs. I'm guessing that there are heroin addicts that everybody's working alongside right now. You'd never know it. And if you have a child at home where spoons are disappearing, where you're finding little kind of tiny square bags that look weird, that have kind of a black substance in it, if your child's behavior is changing, their hygiene, their lack of attention to themselves and people they love, these are clues. But there's really no perfect way to find out.
Final question for you. Are you at all surprised that Frontline, this national documentary program, decided to focus in on Seattle as one of the cities?
No, I'm not, because Seattle is one of the leaders in terms of different approaches to treating people with heroin addiction. And one of them is the Seattle Police Department's lead program. So instead of taking someone who's clearly using on the streets or that has a needle in their arm, they, instead of arresting them, which I do not believe that anybody who's got an addiction issue belongs in jail, and offers them to get them help. So that's a start. And, you know, the whole incarceration issue is a whole nother thing. But yeah, we are forward leaning in terms of cities in America. And they're looking at this big picture. The war on drugs did not work. They did not work. We have a heroin epidemic these days.
Penny, thanks so much for sharing. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope everyone watches tomorrow night.
It's called Chasing Heroin. It's on PBS, the Frontline documentary. You can check your local listings and see when it's on.
Right, and Mara's story is going to be included in there, I'm told.
Okay. Penny's daughter, it will be in there as well. Penny,
thank you.
Good to see you.